Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with a military match honours a perfect friend, huge glass panels arrive at the castle, and the Toys R Us unit could be filled after 5 years.
Soldiers training Ukrainian fighters for the front line have paid tribute to one of their comrades in a football match in Norwich. The Coleman Cup, named after Sergeant Jamie Coleman, who took his own life last year, saw the sergeants and corporals of the British Army's 4th Battalion Royal Regiment of Scotland take each other on, with the sergeants winning 1-0. Teams were led onto the pitch at the Nest in Helsdon by a piper from the regiment playing Scotland the Brave, with former head of the army Lord Dannett and the battalion's commanding officer Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Muir among the 100 in attendance. The regiment, known as the Highlanders, is currently based at Stanter, Stanford Training Area, near Thetford, where one of the group, who is a member of the Forces to Canaries Norwich City Supporters Group, recommended the Nest as the match venue. The Coleman Cup was presented to the winning sergeant's team by Jamie's mother, Faye Darrock, and his sister, Saskia Blacklock, both of North Ayrshire in Scotland. Warrant Officer George Lees, who organised the event, said it was the perfect way to commemorate their friend. He said, "Tonight has been superb. This is exactly what Jamie would have wanted. His mates playing football, having a good laugh and having a good time. It was absolutely fantastic and it was good to see Jamie's family here as well."
An organisation in Norwich is helping save businesses hundreds of pounds by matchmaking them with companies searching for creative uses for their waste. Maria Thornburg launched Redo 2 years ago after hearing from charity shops that they were having to throw away hundreds of tonnes of clothes every year. She wanted to find a way to make use of the textiles that shops were unable to sell and save small local companies money in the process. Now, the organisation acts as the middleman for more than 40 independent businesses who pay a fraction of what they would to a regular fabric supplier directly to the charity shops. Their clients include Norwich-based designer Kat Nash, who creates jewellery and clothes from scrap textiles, and local bookbinder Brailsford Learning, which uses old colour sample sheets from the Cotswold Company to make hand-bound notebooks. And Miss Thornburg said the company's looking for ways to repurpose their waste benefit just as much as those getting costing materials. She said, "We take an organic approach with the companies we work with. We ask them to talk us through what they're throwing away, and then we try to find solutions. It's a win-win situation."
A father and son duo from Norwich are enjoying a huge slice of success thanks to their new partnership with supermarket giant Asda. Mike Hill and his son Joe started One Planet Pizza in 2016 after spotting a gap in the market for high-quality frozen vegan pizzas. It grew from Mike's garage to a production unit in Heatherset in 2018, and in January 2023, the pair got their Pepperoni pizza stocked at 400 Asda stores, including the two Norwich branches. Joe said, "I was recently in Bristol and popped into Asda where I saw our shelf was empty. I asked a member of staff and she said she had filled the freezer that morning and by midday it was empty. She was genuinely shocked." To meet demand, production has now moved to the Netherlands and the factory produces around 4,000 pizzas a week. Joe said, "We need a bigger factory. Because of Brexit, it was not worth it in the UK and it makes it difficult to export across Europe." It is a move that has paid off, as One Planet Pizza has just been stocked at 120 jumbo supermarkets in the Netherlands.
Massive glass panels, which will provide spectacular views of Norwich Castle, have been installed as part of a 15 million revamp of the city's 900-year-old Norman landmark. The installation will mean visitors to the museum will get clear views of the keep's east facade and Biggard Tower from inside the museum for the first time in 50 years. The panels were lifted into place as part of the Royal Palace Reborn project, which aims to restore the castle's keep to how it looked in the 12th century. The project, mainly funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, is one of the largest of its kind currently underway in the UK. New shops, a cafe-restaurant and an educational space will also be created in the open space below the glass atrium. Work on the museum started in August 2020 and is due to be completed next year. It has seen the keep's floors return to their original 1121 levels when King Henry I visited the castle, and a new medieval gallery will be installed, featuring objects on long-term loan from the British Museum.
A steadfast campaigner of arts education and the UK's creative sector and industries has died at the age of 69. Professor John Last, OBE, earned a name for himself as one of the country's most tireless and astute art advocates, and one who trusted in its potential. And he was equally sure that a balanced education of arts and sciences was at the heart of a good society, an idea with Renaissance roots, but which he feared had fallen out of political favour. These convictions took different forms during his tenure as Vice-Chancellor at Norwich University of the Arts between 2009 and 2021. Professor Last moved to the city in January 2009 as principal of what was then Norwich University College of the Arts. He guided its transition to university status in 2012. His arrival sparked an era of expansion and a growing prestige that he actively cultivated, and saw student numbers growing by more than a third in 5 years. The rejuvenation of buildings and the acquisition of new property created a new campus for the university and supported the development of an emerging creative quarter in Norwich. The professor died at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital on Wednesday, August the 9th.
Norwich's former city centre, Toys R Us site, could finally be filled after standing empty for 5 years. Home Bargains is planning to open a new store in the unit on the Cathedral Retail Park in Westwick Street, as well as the former Peacock store next door. The retailer intends to merge the two together and refurbish the interiors, which it says are in poor condition. Home Bargains has submitted a planning application to Norwich City Council to install a new shopfront, create an external display area, make changes to its roof and reconfigure the existing car park. The new store will employ 100 members of staff and reduce car parking spaces by 10. Home Bargains currently has two city stores, in Hall Road Retail Park and in Drayton Road.
A Norfolk company that builds eco homes from scratch in a former juice factory said it's exceeded growth predictions, adding hundreds of new jobs amid soaring demand. BT Passive, based at Norwich's former Britvic factory at Carrow Works, builds properties to Passive House Standard, an internationally recognised certificate that guarantees houses have low energy usage and high level of comfort. Next month, the business will expand into a third space at Carrow Works, increasing their 116,000 square foot operation significantly. Mr. Beattie added, "It's an exciting time here at Beattie Passive. We're also looking to retrofit about 18,000 buildings in the coming year, so watch this space."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Lynette Edwards on part one. Sarah Lusher was the editor and Eddie Elmhurst was the sound recordist. Don't forget to stay tuned for edition 102 of Chat Around. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, Goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker. Goodbye.